Divine Time by me, Kathy O'Brien. Every time Roseanne and I get together, our friendship deepens from the heightened vibration our convergence inspires. Something divinely profound always unfolds as a result. Recently, I joined Roseanne on tour in Florida, where she drew massive crowds of fans needing a good laugh, which, of course, she delivered as only she can. With ears still ringing from laughter and applause, and spirits high from the outpouring of love, we would indulge in quiet conversation while she unwound and recharged. Together, we sensed a heightened synchronistic flow emerging in these powerfully transitional and spiritually evolutionary times we are living. Roseanne and I became instant old friends when we first met in 2008 at a Hollywood event exposing child sex trafficking. Both of us were given voice to the children while raising awareness on the pervasiveness of MKUltra mind control. Who would have thought 15 years later we would be at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump, the first and only U.S. president to expose the Wash D.C. swamp and child sex trafficking? By the time I was flying back home to reunite with my pets, I gazed out the airplane window as the October sun set and full moon rose, reflecting on the magnitude of universal justice I had experienced on my Florida trip. It occurred to me that other MKUltra survivors may benefit from knowing what it meant for me, given my past White House Pentagon-level experience, to meet the man I'd been told is not one of us. As I've posted in my blogs and spoke of often in my interview discussions, his not one of us was to trigger do-or-die programming if I ever spoke to Trump. Of course, since I had written the program out by hand and healed from within myself, all MKUltra triggers were diffused. Political perpetrators I was exposed to under MKUltra mind control feared Trump, because he openly opposed drug and human trafficking across open borders and MKUltra mind control slaves being used through the State Department. Back in the 1980s, it would have been easy for anyone in the know to recognize I was a robotic MKUltra mind control slave, especially someone like Trump who had eyes to see, ears to hear, and soul to know the reality of Wash D.C.'s swamp. When my MKUltra handler left me off at Trump's casino in Atlantic City for a CIA black ops meeting with Phil Habib, he warned me that if I spoke to Trump, I would be killed. I did not see Donald Trump that day, and my mission was fulfilled. That's from page 134 of Transformation of America. All these years later, it was monumental for me to meet President Trump at Mar-a-Lago and freely speak with him. It is one more profound victory against my abusers that healing has inspired. In addition to my absolute healing victory, I was happy just to meet the man who had the fortitude to take on the deep state perpetrators and openly expose their drug and human trafficking funding mechanism. I had waited a lifetime for this dark secret to be brought to light, and my gratitude is proportionate. Considering I had been trafficked as a child and pedophilic blackmail ops at the Epstein Island of its time, Mackinac Island, Michigan, and MKUltra programmed for drug and human trafficking ops the first 30 years of my life, it is a spiritual triumph to catapult into a world where awareness begets positive, necessary change for the children's sake. Politics aside, I am confident survivors everywhere can appreciate the magnitude of this profound experience. It is important for us all to experience a counterbalance to the horrors we encountered that suppressed our memory. By the time intelligence insider Mark Phillips rescued my daughter and me from the Wash D.C. human trafficking swamp, I truly did not know good people existed in this world. Mark assured me there are by far more good people than bad, even in intelligence agencies. I was slow to believe, and even slower to grasp reality of that truth. Yet time and life's balance have exceeded Mark's assurance, proving that love is indeed the most powerful and pervasive force in the universe. We are all here for a reason at this pivotal point in humanity's history and future. It is up to each and every one of us to reclaim our free thought and ultimately free will soul expression. Strength is the human spirit is our saving grace, and it is within us all to live our infinite power of love and make a positive, necessary difference in our world. We have been conditioned for generations to look outside ourselves for answers from big government, big pharma, big tech, and big cult-to-cult religion, when the answers have been within us all along. It is time we stop waiting on someone outside ourselves to fix our problems for us. It is up to us to remember our innate power and live our birthright to freedom. It is up to us, individually and collectively, to protect our children from indoctrination, sexualization, and deliberately imposed gender confusion neutering. Our children are our future, if there is to be any future for humankind at all. As the airplane touched down, I gathered my things and embarked renewed. What an amazing 3 weeks with my dear friend Roseanne Barr. We did indeed experience the divine as we continue our purposeful journey that began with our 2008 convergence.